This is the ravaged Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp in Damascus. Its residents continue to suffer because of the siege imposed by Takfiri militants. Recently, pollution and the lack of clean water have caused diseases there, including typhoid. Fear is mounting over the possibility that there might be plague. The United Nations, in cooperation with Syrian authorities and non-governmental organizations, have launched a vaccination campaign to stop diseases from spreading.
We are vaccinating the residents of Yarmouk against flu, typhoid, polio, and hepatitis. Nearly 50 people are infected with typhoid because of the water. During the past week, we provided around 3,000 vaccines. We are trying to control the situation.
The United Nations also continues to provide food and medical aid to the residents of Al Yarmouk. Yet, thousands remain in desperate need of the aid.
Some days we have food, but many days we don't. Without this parcel of food assistance, we wouldn't have any food. I'm sick. I live alone with my husband. We can't go anywhere. The militants besiege us and they're always on the streets.
Militants occupying the camp have looted all the shops and homes of the people therein, leaving them no relief for their suffering. Some are living in the rubble.
There's no end in sight for the suffering of the Palestinian refugees here in Al Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus, as foreign-backed militants refuse to leave the camp.
Militants have been occupying most parts of the Al Yarmouk camp since 2012. Fighters from the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, the General Command, continue to confront them. Thousands have been killed or displaced so far. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Al Yarmouk Refugee Camp, Damascus.